there will be no, zero sense of loss in your hearts because you know. It's just a matter of time and we'll all be together again. But the Lord says to you, well done, good and faithful servants. Live long, live strong, no questions, don't question it. Stay on the heaven side like you are, and you'll help the rest of them come on over. In fact, there are those who will come out of religion by what they see in you too. And you have an anointing on your life from Brother Hagin. No discouragement over what happened and what didn't happen. It's yours. We just don't always know what people are doing and thinking. We just don't always know. But you did good. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The land's coming. The land is coming. Thank you, Jesus. You have it.
Amen.
We'll shake that land tree. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Kimbraste voso kutambra ba kalinda renda la moshibre stava boko suto to shikitanda e lovri es ke tembre be ko luvri a kotabra ba kosita e jemondo londo la makasinda renda la moshito tosa va be ke tonda danda la moshibro stava ba kosi. There is some sort of move for you. There's a move, and it's coming shortly. And you'll know exactly how to move with God. You'll know exactly how to move. You're keen to His guidance, and you'll know exactly how to move. And man, is it going to be a good move. It's going to be a good move. I see just breaking open and opening up things for you in a big way, in a big way. God has this storage thing that's full of stuff for you. And it's stuff that helps you. It's stuff that comforts you. And it's stuff that helps people. But it's not just, you know, things, material things. There's something in you that people need. And it's got to get out there. And God is about to dump you on people. In Jesus' name. Is that your sister? Is that sister? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You don't need to know, but you don't need to know how. The Lord's going to double your income. He's going to double your income. And every time that side comes in that's the double, you'll know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. You've always been obedient, and now here comes the next step in Jesus' name. Every word you said, every prayer that you prayed for others is coming right back to you in the next 3 years. Thank you, Jesus. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy as could be. I've already thrown the line out and I'm pulling the fish in, says the Lord. Someone's going to have a baby, not you. She said, thank you, Jesus. But you're going, and not you either. Okay, nobody in here. Unless you want one. However, I don't know if this is spiritually or physically, but you're going to provide a cradle for someone having a baby. And it's going to be a very special thing to them to have this. And it's almost going to be like a weapon. And you'll have to ask the Lord about that. That's all I have about it. But I don't know if it's spiritual or you're really going to give someone one, but you'll know. And it'll be pointed out to you. And it's going to help carry this person, I mean, into the 2020s, they're going to remember that. It's like a seed that is sown that'll change their life. There's a couple of things that you've opted out of, and the Lord will show you what it is. Some spiritual things. You kind of opted out. The Lord's going to circle back around to you and ask you to opt back in. And when you do, you're going to move to a brand new place spiritually. And there's going to be wealth overtake you. And there's going to be great healing power in your life. And your testimony is going to rise high because of all the things that are going to happen. God's also going to use you to declare healing. And you'll see it come to pass. You see it. You thought that tonight? Praise the Lord. Yeah. You're just going to tell things to get off people, and it's going to get off. Watch when he circles back around. He's going to remind you of something. See, it's something spiritual. And he'll say, now, you kind of didn't do this, and I wanted you to, so get back in here with me. And it won't be hard. It's just something you can pick right back up on. But when you do, it's going to put you in a new place. You know, we all do that. We all have to go back. Sometimes if things aren't quite going as fast as we want to, we go back and say, what's the last thing God told you to do? And sometimes you'll go, oh, excuse me, Lord, I didn't do that. And as soon as you do it, the power will flow. It's not him holding out. It's you stopped it. He's never, ever holding out.